Dr. Sebek dediğin office note on patient Monica James, J-A-M-E-S, Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 7-2-1970, date of service is 8-29-2023. Period paragraph, the patient is a 53-year-old African-American female referred to see me by Dr. Wells for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following one: Hashimoto's disease for the last 7 years, next history of asthma since childhood, next recently diagnosed with elevated serum creatinine. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes myomectomy for uterine fibroids. Pure paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Pure paragraph. Social history: patient lives with a partner, has one child, no smoking, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She works in hospice setting. Pure paragraph. Family history: brother had end-stage renal disease and was hypertensive. Father died from lung cancer and liposarcoma of the bones. Mother has rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension. Sister has hyperlipidemia. Period paragraph. Review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness or breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does suffer from constipation. She has nocturia times one at night. No straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. No incontinence. She has irregular periods and rare periods now. She has occasional hot flashes. No leg swelling. She reports occasional brain fog. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Pure paragraph. Immunization. She received COVID-19 shots times 3. Last booster was in 2021. Pure paragraph. Current medications include levothyroxine, albuterol inhaler, PRN, vitamin D supplementation, magnesium GI revive supplement, ultimate flora max probiotic, nitric balance supplement, turmeric supplement, B complex, and iron. PRN, pure paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, nonicteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa. No pharyngeal erythema noted. Pure paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, has some type of regularity and rhythm, normal swellness too. No members heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resist, hurt abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gut rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema at the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash, noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from July 2023 show the following: white count 6.5, hemoglobin 12, platelet count 335, BUN 11, creatinine 1.25, estimated GFR is 52 milliliters per minute, sugar is 91, potassium 5.2, albumin is 4.4, alkaline phosphatase is 135, ALT, AST within normal range. Urine analysis shows trace protein, unremarkable otherwise. 25 hydroxy vitamin D is 48. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.5, TSH is 0.823, C-reactive protein was 2.02. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, elevated serum creatinine. We are going to do a workup to rule out chronic kidney disease. This will include imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria, if any. Period paragraph. Next diagnosis is Hashimoto's disease with hypothyroidism. Continue levothyroxine administration. Next, asthma control. Next, obesity. Patient was advised to lose weight with intermittent fasting and low carb diet. Pure paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 weeks for further discussion of your workup and for further planning and report. Thanks. CC, I thank you, Dr. Wells, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll keep you updated on her progress. Pure paragraph. CC, Dr. Wells, and report. Thanks.